opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So Tony Mancelino took over in late May. And the team has had a winning record lately. Ed, is he the guy that's proven that he should be the manager right now?
No. For okay. anything yet. No, definitely not. I mean, he'll be considered
if
things continue to go well.
Is it a slam dunk right now to you that he... Okay, are you in the... Someone texted me earlier. I don't think there's anything he can do short of getting to the World Series to say he's the manager.
Yeah, probably
Are close. You in that category?
Yeah.
Why?
Because... I don't think Hyde was fired because he wasn't a good manager. I don't think Mancelino's doing a bad job. The problem is there are factors beyond the managerial control, and the bottom line is all that matters. So if he just produces another – I mean, if they get to the postseason right now, it'd be amazing. But not really because they've been there the last 2 years. They just get knocked out in the first round both years. So I think if he doesn't advance, at least I'd say the ALCS, I think he'd be gone. But if he gets there, that's a different story.
Jeremy, one thing the team has not been able to do is get past the first round or their first round of the playoffs. If he gets in and gets past that first round, then it's hard to get rid of him.
I do too. I don't think it's impossible, but I think it's hard because if your fan base was so upset at the way the season started, if somehow, some way you figure out a way to get in the postseason and win a series, I think it's very hard to move on from him. But I mean, I've said this since it started. It's one of those weird things where an interim manager takes over, and unless you're just golden and make a run, or you have a situation like the Raiders had where they fought for Antonio Pierce saying we wanted him and then they fired him the next year. I think you're just there. You're a placeholder and you're going to be fired, and the new manager coming in is usually going to clean house. But to what you were asking, Rob, I don't think he's done enough yet to say, hey, yeah, he's got to be the guy.
Do you say he has to perform a miracle to be the guy?
Yes.
Okay.
I think so.
So he's not your manager?
No.
Okay.
No. I mean, he can earn that. He can look, if you make
but
a run.
Tough.
Yeah, because like people still bitch. We had somebody else talking about Trent Dilfer, right? You get rid of your quarterback after you won a Super Bowl. But if you were honestly looking at it, was he the reason you won the Super Bowl?
No. But I can make a case that he may not be the reason,
but a part of it.
But you weren't doing it with Tony Banks.
No, but
my only thing I got for you.
Could you have done that with a lot of other quarterbacks?
I'm gonna say this more again. That's all I got for you.
Okay. But
so, that's all I got.
So I feel like it is hard to get rid of somebody if they've had some level of success that the fans are like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening, especially after what happened to be. If you take a team that was that bad in the beginning of the year and turn it around and you make the playoffs, I think it's a hard person to get rid of.
But here's the problem, though. The team wasn't supposed to be that bad. You just got him on track.
I know.
You see, I'm going to say this again. If he takes over in 2022 and the team is below 500 and the team is expected to be below 500 and he spins that thing and all of a sudden you have a winning record, we're having a different conversation about his success. But because he took a team that won 101 and 91 games, and all of a sudden they're losing, and he puts them back on track, it's tough to give him too much credit for that. It's, you fired the guy that took you in 22 from losing record to winning 10 in a row to ultimately having a winning record. Tony Mancelino is doing a sensational job. A sensational job. He is. I love the job he's doing. You can't deny it. However, he's only doing what this team was supposed to do before.
Right. And that's why I feel like, that's why I go back to, I don't think Hyde did a terrible job. I think he got fired because nobody was playing. And they weren't producing. Somebody had to go. Because he certainly, he did go from manager of the year to cluelessness. Just the way the game is played.
Let's go to Johnny in Dundalk. What's up, Johnny?
Fellas, good morning.
Morning.
I mean, if he could get them to the wild card and they scored one run, or you got to give him an extension. He done more than the other coach did. I think you got to stick with him.
But they actually scored a run in the wild card.
In the first, that's right. You're right.
Yeah, see, they actually scored. See your humor failed.
Yeah, we got one.
your humor failed. Let's go to Trippy in Baltimore. What's up, Trippy?
Hey, hello. Hey, before I say something real quick, no wonder I don't like Marlon Humphrey. He a cancer, man. He too tender, man. You know these cancers, man.
My wife's a cancer.
I don't really like cancers. And my baby
I'll tell her you hate her, man. That's all right.
Hey. But about the head coach, I mean, not the head coach, the manager, right? I agree with the last caller, like, why not give him a chance, especially like the way how the Orioles been playing. Like, if they make a playoff run, then imagine if they can at least go to the next round. Why not give him a chance, unlike Brandon Hyde or the other? You know what I mean? But I like what he's doing, though, man. So, I mean, why not give him a chance? So, we'll see.
All right. But look, I again, until a guy's given an opportunity, you really don't know what they're going to do, how the players are going to react to him. And I feel like each season can be different. This is an interim player. Like, everybody was put on notice when your manager's fired.
Yep.
You're not firing the players. You're not doing it. But,
and I think that's what turned a lot of people around.
And they got healthy. And they got healthy, which helped. Yeah. Like, Brandon Hyde had Charlie Morton at the his worst.
Yes.
You're getting the exact opposite of that from him now. Trevor Rogers wasn't around at the beginning of the year. You're getting that, and you're seeing what's happening. Mm-hmm. When it looked like your pitching staff was decimated. Like, what you got from Charlie Morton at the beginning of the year was some of the worst pitching I've ever seen in my life. In my life.
Let's go to Chuck in Baltimore.
Chuck.
Hey, guys. Maybe a little bit different perspective. Maybe the past couple years, Hyde was overachieving. Maybe he was getting more out of the team than what they really are. And now we're coming back to reality a little bit. I don't know.
Then why are they winning now that they're getting players back then? That kind of goes against your theory, Chuck, of overachieving, because now they start to look like they did when Brandon Hyde had them healthy.
They're not looking like a 105-win team.
I mean, maybe they did play above board, but I think
101, number one. Yeah. But I think 101 team, everybody agreed that was a little bit above them, but the 91-win team last year was not. Mm-hmm. I disagree that he overachieved. They didn't overachieve. This is a good baseball team. This is a very good baseball team. I think some of you are afraid to admit that. And I think this year is the outlier. I don't think this is a revelation of who they are. I think you're going to look back on this 2-3 years from now and think the beginning of this year was the outlier. And they're starting to play a little bit more now. And keep in mind, the next, what's this guy, Jackson, they got from the New York Yankees?
Yeah, awesome.
When he plays, he'll be the sixth catcher that plays for them. So yes. Before we start anointing the health, saying they're a healthy baseball, they're still not. Still not 100. Allie Rutschman's not here. You got two pitchers who are top of your rotation who haven't pitched all year. But this is still a good baseball team. And I think what you see right now is not the norm. It's the outlier.
The catching situation is
it's horrible.
Crazy.
They're about to play the sixth catcher of the year.
It's crazy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.